Which, if it was the 8, that doesn't make any sense. He was 10 when he made Marvel.
Yeah, he freaking blew it up. You remember him, 10-year-old Stan Lee, just crushing it with his crayons? Like, I think he should be a Spider-Man! They're like, run with it!
G-Splash presents Splash Trash Duh! With your hosts, Brad Lee Baxter and Chris the Buggy Watts!
Yeah! Welcome to another episode of Splash Trash Meow, the G-Splash Review Show. I guess that's what it's called. We just don't say that. We rate everything from movies and comic books. Splash, trash, or meow. Splash if it's dope. Meh if it's whatever. And straight up, trash.
You know what I'm talking about.
Simple. To the point. This week, we're talking comic books. This is our second comic book edition of this season. We got some dope stuff. We've got Batman. We've got some Yogi Bear in the mix.
You heard that, right?
You know?
Yogi Bear.
Yeah. But as you can tell right now, there's a familiar voice. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to say this. We found Chris Bucky Watts. Chris, what happened? We're all dying to know. I want you to tell the story like you told me. Right before we started the show, we're so happy to have you back. But what happened, man? You went to Disneyland and
I went to Disney, had a great time. You know, it's the holidays there, so and I mean Halloween holidays, right. Of course. So it's still nice and spooky. You know, then it was a normal trip until I got on that old Space Mountain, which they turn into Ghost Galaxy this time of year. Basically, a haunted galaxy is trying to eat you and your roller coaster car. Anywho, halfway through the ride, I decided I got to stand up and see what's going on with this big ghost galaxy. Is it real? Is it fake? I don't know. So I stand up. I get ejected almost immediately from the ride. Throws me in. Guess what? Hit the screen. Thought it was a screen. It's actually a portal. Leads to space. Turns out Disney has taken Tomorrowland. Actually, the whole park, what it turns out, because it's like a big wagon wheel. It's actually pulling celestial energy into the center. Use that, opened a nexus to another galaxy so we could look in there and see this thing. This is Disney magic, though, so I'm thinking, of course, this isn't that bad at all because this is exactly what Disney would do. Then the galaxy tries to eat me. I'm scared. Whoa. I'm afraid I'm going to die. But I start thinking, this guy's lonely. He's having a bad time. So we get to talking. Great guy. I'm going to have him over next week for tacos. Finally, he says, hey, buddy, you want to go back? You can't head back through the way you came, but I can help you out here. Wads me up like a tiny little paper ball, and he just hooks me through the galaxy. I'm going, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 million miles an hour. Pretty normal stuff in the space. And
that's got to be fast, man. That's pretty fast.
I was whizzing by, but, you know, I saw the sights. I got the gist of it kind of the first couple minutes in. I was like, I get it. It's space. Anyways, hit Earth's atmosphere, start burning up, all my clothes come off. So that's why no one could find me because the thing said black shorts, gray shorts, black shirt. Those were instantly gone when I hit the atmosphere. So now I am butt naked. Whoa. Flying over Nebraska. They scramble F-150s or some sort of airplane. I couldn't get a good look at them. They're trying to shoot me down. They miss. I keep going. Hit California. And turns out, you know, I landed right in Toontown. So nobody really knew what was going on because it just seemed like another cartoon thing, a naked man smashing into Toontown at 532 miles an hour. Dusted myself off and made the trek back home. So, you know, just your typical vacation story.
Wow. That is amazing. I got to ask, though. You were coming in like some hot shit. Tell me you had a Terminator or superhero type of plane.
Yeah. Brad, let me tell you, I wish I could say I did. What happened was I landed in a way where I kind of went taint first. And when I say taint first, I don't mean in like a cannonball type position, more like a folded over Stretch Armstrong
doll. For a
second,
I thought you said cake. I don't know why.
No, definitely taint first. Bounced right off that. So basically my taint's a mess now. But hey, you know, I wish as I was coming in, I thought to myself, let's land this thing like Iron Man. Things went sideways and I smashed in, folded up like an origami paper man.
Wow. That sounds like you got your money's worth out of Disneyland.
I did. It was technically probably the best ride I've ever been on at Disney. So if you ever get a chance here on Ghost Galaxy, go ahead and stand up on that ride and you're going to have quite an experience.
G-Splash does really not recommend standing up while on Space Mountain. Please don't.
I literally just did that. I literally just was putting my hand so I could go, Disneyland is not endorsed standing up on Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy. Thank you.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you're back. Glad you're okay. Wave tie to some aliens. Did you see E.T.?
He's up there with Michael Jackson somewhere, I'm sure.
Maybe. Captain EO, you mean?
Yeah, sure. Well, we got a dope show.
This is the dope show.
A little Splash Trash for me.
Yeah, yeah. First, before we jump into our reviews, let's talk a little bit of comic news. We'll go. We'll get to the drop, but first, it's Throwback Thursday today, and Punisher's first appearance was 45 years ago. So, shout out to the Punisher. Punisher debuted for the first time in Amazing Spider-Man 129. That came out October 30th, 1973. Now, a 9.8 grade comic of this issue, Amazing Spider-Man number 129, sells for $13,000. Love to have your hands on one of those, right?
Well, I actually do own that comic.
Well, now
I
know.
Yeah, not to brag, but it's not CG. It's not graded, so I don't know what it is. But it's in really good shape, and I've actually thought about of my. It's like one of my top three crown jewels that I have in my collection, and I love that comic. I love the art on the front. Dope. Love the debut of Punisher. I think it's really really cool. It's a great comic, and he's had a really rich history as a character. So,
Chris, let's just get into the drop. There's stuff we got to talk about.
Drop.
I forgot this year, but the Saturday before Halloween, it's almost like free comic book day, but a Halloween twist, and they give out free comics. Mm-hmm. And I thought I could go Wednesday and still get the full package of comics. I didn't. I ended up getting the Jughead comic that came out, so I'm gonna read that because I was Jughead for Halloween. Shameless plug. Hey.
Plug it.
But that's always a good move to get some free comics, check out some new stories. They're Halloween based. I've got a few of them of older issues. If you're looking for some free comics around Halloween, there you go. This week we've got Heroes in Crisis number 2. I haven't read number 2 yet. I read the first one. Chris, did you read the first one?
I did not read the first one, but I remember read all the news and caught up all about it. We talked about it. It's something I want to get into pretty soon.
I don't know just yet, and this isn't really a spoiler because it's all over the internet, and plus it's on the second issue, but there is supposed to be a major character that dies.
Mm.
And if you look at our drop on Instagram story, which is no longer there, in the description, they redacted the names, which I changed to spoiler.
Oh, really? Yeah. Spoilers.
Black Panther number 5 came out, which is a series I've been reading where it's like a space Wakanda kind of storyline. I'm still reading it, following it.
But you're not in love with it?
I think I am, but I never remember until I open the book and I'm reading it for some reason. Extermination number 4 came out. There's so many X-Men lines right now. I'm so confused of what's like what is where, if that makes any sense.
No, totally. It's like this is like the comic universe for me. Like, you take a step out for a minute and there's so much stuff, it's hard to get back on track sometimes.
I think I'm shooting myself in the foot a little bit because I'm reading all of them at the same time. And the X-Men have such a big world in themselves that, like, there's X-Men Blue, there's X-Men Red, there's X-Men Gold, there's X-Men Black, there's Extermination, there's Mr. and Mrs. X, like, there's Return of Wolverine, X-23, like, there's so many, and mm-hmm. I think I'm blending all the stories together, and I'm like, how does this guy over here, while he's over here, never makes any sense. But anyway, Extermination is around, I definitely should want to check it out.
If you like it, go on, go read it.
I do love this Marvel 2-in-1. It's just like the prelude to like Fantastic Four returning. Doom's been involved. It's been following mostly Ben Grimm and Johnny Storm. You know, they're looking for Mr. Fantastic and Mrs. Fantastic.
They're at the search for the Fantastic Four because they're back, baby.
And I'm really excited. I put this on our Instagram post. Issue number 6 of the Fantastic Four is coming out. I don't know if it's December or January, but number 6, it's got my man Doom on the front. Oh yeah!
Uh-oh!
Oh yeah!
He's back!
Yeah,
he's back! Back.
Yo, it looks dope, and it's actually we got a lot of traction on that photo. We even got asked like, is this out yet? Like, blah, blah. And I was like,
what? Yeah,
because I took a picture. It was on the back of like the Marvel magazine, so I took a picture of it.
This is Doom Central, so
yeah, Doom. X-Men Black. Here we go again. Another Emma Frost came out as well. Number 1. They've been doing that series. I need to catch up on it. I've got some. I haven't even read the Juggernaut one, which I really wanted to do. But
me too.
That's the drop for this week.
The drop. Go check out these comics.
Drop. Go
support your local comic book shop. Read a book. Pass a book.
Or do it digitally. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, however you want. Just freaking get it into your body.
We got some interesting reviews this week. Much like the X-Men, there's a lot of Batman stories right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading along on that whole thing. I feel like every week there's some kind of Batman comic that comes out that I'm reading. And I'm like, how am I reading all these Batman comics?
Right.
But DC's currently doing the foil covers again.
Okay, foils are back. Those are a big hit, though, especially during Metal. Yep,
they're back. Batman Secret Files number 1 came out this week. Here's the rundown. Delve into Batman's case histories and discover brand new stories by some of comics' most exciting talents. The Batman team of Tom King and Mikkel Janin provides a framing sequence setting up our handpicked teams of creators to take a look at Bat mysteries past and present. Featuring a bevy of Batman villains, including a look at how Scarecrow's fear toxin affects the common man, and a special story written by Tom Taylor with the art by Brad Walker that teams the Dark Knight detective with Detective Chimp.
Oh, yeah.
So, Chris, I was reading this right before the show, and the cover looks dope. The foil cover, I don't know how you could get the other cover, but the foil cover looks dope.
Because you suck.
Yeah, maybe. I read the first one, and it was actually... the first story involves Superman, and it's like a quick three-page... I think there's like 4 or 5 stories in here. I flipped through it. But the first story is actually really cool. It's Tom King, his story. Superman offers Bruce Wayne platinum kryptonite.
Oh.
And he's like, hey, you could be like me. You could have the power that I have. I probably should have said this, but this is... not really spoilers. This is like the setup of
yeah, it's more the setup of the story. Yeah.
So he's like, all you got to do is touch it, Bruce. And this is like after a fight, so where like Batman is like beat up or like, and he's like older Batman too. So it was a good read, and he thinks about what he would do with the power, and what it would ultimately mean. And it was like a small story, but like had a lot of weight and didn't wasn't so much dialogue. So I really liked that first story and. The art in this whole book looks great, so I'm going to give it a splash.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, like, obviously I haven't read it yet, but just the setup for it, the little description made me feel like it would be a splash. Like, the idea of kind of like an anthology or something that maybe isn't so has to be connected to a bunch of other stuff. It's more like, hey, here's a book of fun little one-off stories that are easy to follow, easy to enjoy. You don't feel like you're missing out because you freaking... you're 56 issues behind. Like, that's cool, and I like that alone, and plus they're bringing some of their best writers to tell some great small stories. I'm freaking in.
Definitely a good one, definitely one to pick up. Again, the artwork alone is awesome. I'm curious if they're gonna do like, if this is gonna be an ongoing series. I would imagine probably not. They usually don't do that with like these type of issues, so I mean, I kind of hope they keep this little mini series book going.
Yeah, this is a cool idea and a cool concept. I mean, this is also interesting because Marvel brought back like What Ifs. And that's another, like, those are, like, one-off stories or two-part stories or three-part story or whatever. They're not, like, long runs. And I think that the more they do it like that, the easier it is for us to, like, easily digest them and be like, cool, all right, that was a great little story. And sometimes you'll find freaking gems in those where you'll be like, there's this little tiny piece of this book, and it's freaking awesome.
The other book I read this week was Deathstroke Yogi Bear Special, number 1.
I am interested in this one.
So DC's kind of been doing this with Looney Tunes. And now, Hanna-Barbera, I believe Batman's done an issue. I could be completely wrong on this, but I thought I saw this somewhere. Batman being involved with Scooby-Doo in the gang. Maybe it was Batman. No, Batman 66.
Classic.
So they also...
Solving mysteries.
I think there's a new Batman 66 series with Archie.
Jesus Christ, what are these kids?
Why the blend of these things are...
Just smash them all together and see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. But you don't get the typical look of Yogi Bear. Is like more of a actual bear, but still kind of speaks in rhyme and boo-boo's in it and Deathstroke.
That is quite a combo.
Yeah, let me give you the rundown. In Yellowstone Park, legends speak of a spirit bear referred as the, quote, the Yogi, which few, if any, have actually encountered. Real or not, when the bear seems to have graduated from stealing picnic baskets... to kidnap actual campers, Ranger Smith decides it's time to stop the menace, so he calls on services of Slade Wilson, a.k.a. Deathstroke. Plus, one part of the secret... Oh, I didn't read this part either. There's a secret squirrel
smaller story in the back, which I didn't fully read, but I think I wanted to like it more than I actually liked it. It's an interesting team up.
It really, really is. The concept is really cool, actually. Like, it's like some kind of like, he's got to hunt Yogi, but then he finds out they have to work together to solve the kidnapping or some shit like that. But like, it's kind of bones me out to hear that you're not loving it.
So, all right, this is I'm going to just spoil this one. This is spoilers going forward.
Go for it.
Basically, Yogi steals some picnic baskets. The Ranger's chasing him. Boo Boo, he's like, hey, Yogi, hide over here. Somehow, Boo Boo goes missing, and Deathstroke is on site to find Boo Boo with Yogi.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out there's like this underground lab or whatever that's fucking with animals.
Okay.
All
right. And here we stand.
It looks like it took place in like the Wild West at one point.
I just looked at a preview of it and like Slade Wilson's like at a bar, but it's like an old saloon. He's wearing like a holster and he fights two cowboys. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
And that's totally like almost irrelevant to the story. But then Yogi shows up and then they jump on a motorcycle. And it's Yogi Bear on the back of the motorcycle that Deathstroke is driving. Like, it's... I'm going to give this one a trash.
Really trash. Yeah.
Straight garbage. You know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
The Elmer Fudd Batman one was so good. That was like the best weird collabo I've ever
really?
Made. Yeah.
That's the best one? Sorry.
That's the best one.
That was the best one.
They find Boo Boo, long story short.
Is this just a one shot?
Yeah. They find Boo Boo.
Why they label it number one? They should just call it freaking. They shouldn't have called
it.
They
gave them all number. They gave them all number ones. Like even the Elmer Fudd and.
Dumb. Yeah.
So the first page of the Secret Squirrel portion of the story, he's like, it starts off somewhere in the Caribbean. And it's Secret Squirrel laying on the beach next to like. This girl in, like, the smallest bikini.
So we got freaking Conker's Bad Fur Day, huh?
Yeah, I mean...
Conker's back, folks.
Anyway. Trash. We should have done that one. Nightwing
Magilla and Magilla Gorilla.
Yeah, Magilla Gorilla.
Magilla Gorilla.
Magilla Gorilla. Hey!
Yeah, he wore that hat. He was like, hey, it's me, Magilla Gorilla. Yeah, I remember him.
Hey, that's a great impression, Chris. Can you...
That was it.
Hey, it's me.
Nailed it.
Magilla Gorilla.
Hey, it's me, Magilla Gorilla.
Awesome.
Done.
Yeah. So that's gonna be. Those are our reviews, but I definitely would recommend reading something else this week. Sorry.
Right. Sorry.
Miss me with that. What else is on the docket? Next week's drop.
Drop.
X-Men Red continues.
Drop.
With number 10. Here's the rundown. In the aftermath of a showdown between Jean Grey and Cassandra Nova, the rules have changed, and the battle is nowhere near over. It's all hands on deck as the building wave of hatred against mutants crashes down on the X-Men. This series has kind of been, man, it's just kind of there. It's like good enough to keep you in engaged, but
right.
I would give this one a man, but I'm still reading it. Like, it's got good moments.
Still in it.
There's good moments in this series. I wouldn't say don't read it. I would say if you like X-Men and you like Jean Grey, it's kind of it's a new storyline, so peep it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Next on the list is Marvel Knights 20th number one. Now, this is the 20th anniversary. CCO Joe Quesada, I believe, started this whole series a while back, but they're celebrating it. A new crop of talent stands poised to tell the groundbreaking story across the Marvel Universe. In the cemetery, the blind man does not know who he is or why he has come to this particular grave at this moment. He doesn't know the burly police officer with the wild story who has approached him, or strangely intense man who sits in the rear seat of the patrol car, his eyes flashing green. But all that is about to change because Matt Murdock is beginning to remember. In a colorless world without heroes, the spark of light must come from the dark. Chris, did you read the Marvel Knights series?
No, I don't remember, but wasn't that like all the dark heroes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was big into that because I think Moon Knight was a Marvel Knight.
Yeah.
So like Marvel outsourced Originally started, they outsourced four titles: Black Panther, Punisher, Daredevil, and the Inhumans. So they went like down a real like take these a little bit darker. Or like you can be a little bit more intense with them, but some cool stories came out of that stuff.
Yeah, I think I think the timing's right, like to drop this. Not it's coincidentally probably the 20th anniversary, but they're really gonna capitalize on it. Also, I believe.
Oh yeah, you gotta hit those.
Also, I believe next year is the 80th anniversary of Marvel.
Marvel Comics new logo for 2019, their 80th anniversary. Yeah. Wow. No. Yep. I guess they were around before he was.
Just since we're on the topic of 80th anniversary, 20th anniversary. There's a lot of big number issues coming out next year. Take your time over to Google. But the book that comes out next week that's probably the most low-key book, but a good character, probably a great twist, is Green Lantern Volume 6, number 1, is dropping. And superstar writer Grant Morrison returns to DC along with red-hot artist Liam Sharp to launch a new ongoing series, The Green Lantern. In this debut issue, when Earth Space cop Hal Jordan encounters an alien hiding in plain sight, it sets off a chain of events that rocks the Green Lantern Corps and quite possibly the multiverse at large. There's an intergalactic conspiracy afoot as well as a traitor in the GL Corps. So strap in for more mind-bending adventures in the masterpiece in the making. Yeah, I was, to be honest, dude, I was completely not looking forward to this, but I kind of want it. I think it sounds great. Grant Morrison is obviously a legend. I'm gonna call it. I'll give it a splash. Sounds good to me. Definitely yeah. Worth a pickup next week.
Worth a Google. Worth a pickup.
Worth a pickup. Oh man, Chris, it's so great to have you back talking comics, talking shop with us. I'm glad.
Glad to be here. Glad I made it back.
I'm sorry to hear about your clothes burning off, but it sounds like.
Hey, you know what? They were old. I needed new digs anyways.
Glad you made it home safely. Dope. Chris, is there anything else you want to touch on Splash Trash?
Man, shit is straight garbage. You know what I'm talking about.
I always say, man, just go to your local comic shop and support them. They got cool stuff there, and that's where we love to go. And whatever your local comic shop is, keep it in business and keep enjoying comics and anything else that you love, because we dorks and we love other dorks.
Yeah. I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. It's my man, Chris Bucky Watts. This is Splash Trash, man. Whoop, whoop. If you have a comic book that you're reading and want us to check out or you think we should check out, hit us up.
G2thesplash@gmail.com.
Nope, that's not right. gsplashbc@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram where we're showing you all the drops every Wednesday of all the comics at G2thesplash. That's our Instagram handle, if you didn't know. I'm all right.
I can't get there.
Get it. Good. We out, baby. Peace.